Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Kurdish-led Syrian forces, the SDF, backed by U.S. air power and military advisors, have launched an offensive to gain control of Raqqa, the northern Syrian city overrun by Islamic State extremists in 2014. U.S. anti-IS coalition special envoy Brett McGurk said the vanguard of SDF forces entering Raqqa are ethnic Arabs.
We want a force that ultimately liberates Raqqa that is primarily from the local area, Arabs from the area. And so we have trained many of these fighters, and that force will continue to grow as we get to the subsequent phases of the campaign.
U.S. defense officials have indicated the Raqqa campaign would overlap with the assault on IS fighters who have controlled Mosul in Iraq. In Mali, a Togolese peacekeeper and two civilians have been killed in what is described as a jihadist attack on a military convoy. Earlier, the jihadist group Ansar Dine claimed responsibility for an attack on an army base. More than 30 soldiers of the UN MINUSMA peacekeeping mission have been killed so far this year, many more than other UN missions. An intense battle in the disputed town of Galkayo in central Somalia has left dozens dead. The fighting shatters a days-old ceasefire negotiated by the United Arab Emirates. United Nations is saying that 80,000 people have already fled Galkayo. American citizen being held in Yemen has been released and evacuated to Oman. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry welcomed the news of the release, recognizing it as a positive gesture by the Houthi rebels. This is VOA News. Turkey's main pro-Kurdish party, or HDP, has announced it is withdrawing from parliament after the unprecedented arrest of 9 of its lawmakers, including the party's 2 co-leaders. The detentions drew international protest. Emerson College assistant professor Yasser Munif calls it a dangerous escalation of the crackdown by President Recep Tayyip Erdogan since a July attempted coup.
The 2 co-chair of the HDP, the People's Democratic Party, who represent almost 12% or 13% of the parliament in Turkey, are now in prison. In addition to 13 others. And Erdogan is basically trying to undermine any kind of opposition to his government.
The HDP stands accused by the Erdogan government of financing and supporting an armed Kurdish insurgency, which it denies. The director of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation, James Comey, has told Congress he has not changed a conclusion reached in July that Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton did nothing criminal in using a private server for emails when she was Secretary of State. Meantime, Clinton and Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump have been campaigning almost nonstop with just a day left before the election. Trump took issue during a campaign stop in the state of Michigan with the nation's political establishment, which he says has devastated the U.S. jobs market.
We're going to stop the jobs from going to Mexico and China and all over the world. We will make Michigan into the manufacturing hub of the world once again, and no politician will do that. They don't have a clue.
Clinton spoke at a rally in the state of Ohio.
I know there's a lot of frustration and even anger in this election season. I see it. I hear it. Sometimes, you know, I'm the subject of it. I get it. But anger is not a plan. Anger is not going to get us new jobs with rising incomes that will create a strong, thriving middle class.
The election is tomorrow, and the latest NBC Wall Street Journal poll puts Clinton with a 4-point lead over Trump. ABC Washington Post tracker puts Clinton 5 points ahead. Both polling averages are closer. Nicaragua held election Sunday that looked certain to hand another term to President Daniel Ortega and make his wife vice president. Ortega first ruled Nicaragua in the 1980s, returned to power in 2007 after a fracture in the country's right-wing parties. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.